Good morning. It's September 19th. The time is 8 o'clock, and this is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. Crews began working yesterday to absorb over 5,000 gallons of crude oil that spilled into the South Platte River south of Milliken after massive flooding there. A spokesman for Colorado Natural Resources said state authorities still don't know when the spill happened. The Denver Post reports absorbent booms were being put into the river to stop the oil's flow, and Anadarko Petroleum first reported the spill. According to the Post, nearly 1,900 oil and gas wells in flooded parts of the state are currently shut. The Colorado Oil and Gas Association says the industry has 600 personnel working to inspect and repair well sites. And Weld County authorities over the weekend reported that at least one oil and gas pipeline had broken and was leaking into the South Platte there. Officials didn't say where exactly that break was located, but did say at least two other pipelines had been damaged in the floods. The town of Norwood is one of the latest towns in western Colorado to pass an outright ban on commercial marijuana activity. The Telluride Daily Planet reports the town's board of trustees unanimously approved the ban on September 11th. The Daily Planet reports the board's last meeting saw few supporters of allowing marijuana establishments and heavy opposition. While nearby Telluride hasn't made a final decision on the matter, it did recently vote to begin work on a licensing structure for retail sales in the town. Officials with the town of Telluride and the Telluride Science Research Center have reportedly reached a possible agreement about who would technically own a new science facility on town property. According to the Daily Planet, the town council in May backed the proposed 30,000-square-foot building through a public-private partnership, where the research center would lease the property from the town for a year. Meanwhile, the center would raise money for the building's construction. But disagreements arose when both the town and the research center wanted to maintain ownership of the new building. After back-and-forth discussions, the Daily Planet reports both parties agreed to a new approach this week. The research center will now take ownership of the building, but also buy the land it sits on from the town at $4 million. The plan for that agreement is now being drafted by the town council. 25-year-old N.J. Cho was struck and killed by an SUV yesterday afternoon while cycling along Highway 50 near Land's End Road south of Grand Junction. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports a 29-year-old Palisade woman was taken into custody after weaving and hitting Cho with her Chevy Blazer. Police suspect the woman was driving under the influence of drugs. Cho was flown from the scene by care flight to a nearby hospital but was pronounced dead shortly after 4 o'clock. Another cyclist riding with Cho was not injured. And the Daily Sentinel also reports that two area energy companies are concerned about updated wildlife regulation maps released by the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission on Tuesday. Those maps define where special wildlife protections apply when drilling is proposed. According to the Sentinel, the new maps define 24.5 million new acres as sensitive wildlife habitat and make 1.95 million acres subject to stricter surface occupancy rules. Jason Oates of Encana USA told the State Commission those changes could pose challenges to energy development in the affected areas. Encana is particularly worried about increasing sheep protections. Oates said those new rules would make it harder for the company to drill into those underground areas from outside the protected zones. The new maps also create new regulations for the Beaver Creek area south of Rifle. An executive with the Black Diamond Minerals claimed some of the areas covered by new protections for cutthroat trout, areas Black Diamond currently drills in, have little or no water flows. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.